All right, everybody, welcome back. Let's do a deep dive into something traders are always talking about. You ready for this? It's trading volume.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Volume is super important.
I was just reading these tweets, right? And somebody made this super smart comparison between trading volume and cars.
Oh, okay. I like where this is going.
Like, what if instead of thinking about it as, all these numbers and data, what if we thought about volume, like the engine of a stock,
Yeah.
how much power it has to
Ooh,
move.
that's a good one. I like that. Because it's like horsepower, right?
Yeah,
How much
exactly.
power does that stock have to move? So if you're looking at a chart and you see the price is going up,
Yeah.
but there's not a lot of volume that's like pressing on the gas pedal and the car's not really accelerating.
Oh, interesting.
So it could be a warning sign because it might mean there's not enough real interest or buying power.
So it's not just about how fast the price is moving, but like the power behind it. Like you can tell if it's going to keep going or if it's going to stall out.
Yeah, exactly. And on the flip side, if you see high volume with a price increase, that usually means there's strong momentum. Like you were saying, it's like hitting the gas on an open road, the engine's roaring, and you're moving.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So high volume generally means more conviction. But what about when a stock hits those resistance levels? Like it's trying to break through a certain price point.
Right, like hitting a wall.
Yeah, exactly. Is that where this core analogy falls apart?
No, it actually works there too. Because think of it this way, to break through a resistance level, a stock needs more buying power, right? It needs enough force to overcome the sellers. So high volume, when a stock is at a resistance level, could be a really good sign. It suggests that there's enough buying interest to potentially push through.
Yeah.
It's like having a powerful engine that can get you up that steep hill.
I'm starting to see how useful this is. So, if I'm watching a stock and it's approaching a resistance level and I see the volume start to pick up, that could mean it's going to break through.
It could. But just like with driving a car, you wouldn't rely on horsepower alone, right?
Right?
You'd also look at the road conditions, traffic. You'd be aware of your surroundings.
Right. Don't want to get tunnel vision.
Exactly. And it's the same with trading. Volume is a really important indicator, but you need to use it alongside other tools and do your own research.
Of course, of course. So volume is like having a powerful engine, but you still need driving skills and to pay attention to the road. This analogy is great. This has been such a helpful deep dive. So, listeners, here's something to think about. If volume is like horsepower, what other factors in trading might be like, I don't know, driving skills or road conditions?
Ooh, I like that.
What do you guys think?